Party Line Team. 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfurt, Lebanon, Delphi, talking local.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
All right, welcome aboard. The WILO Party Line is presented by our newest property, CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, along with BooneCountyDailyNews.com. And most critically today in the morning, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, for reasons which are about to become evident, your local news sources. Also, TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch. We stick it where the sun shines. Vierk's Fine Jewelry in Lafayette. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. And Big Deals, save money now and 24-7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. Online telecast at HoosierLandTV.com. Brought to you by our friends at Day and Genda Funeral Home, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, The Farmers Bank, 51 West Event Center, Ye Old Spirit Shop, and Ellis Jewelers on HoosierLandTV.com for WILO. Todd Berryman there. For some reason, they're letting me fly the plane solo today. And I'm going to try not to cry and wet myself, because this feels a lot like the film Airplane. When the guy has to get up there and the autopilot's not working, is a very zero-hour thing. So I'm going to try not to embarrass the family today. We have some great guests in this morning from Wesley Manor, and these are people that we've been doing stuff with for a good long time. This year, no exception. The Tour of Trees. Cindy Lovelace and I had talked on the show the past couple of days, and also Melissa Miller and I, about how they were going to come in and talk about the winner of the Tour of Trees. This event happened, or hit its zenith point, I should say, just a couple of days ago on Wednesday. We welcome Mary Robertson to the studio, Octavia Trent, and also Jody Lakota, all in the studio with us today. Good morning, all.
Morning. Good morning.
I think this may be the most people we've had crammed in this studio other than, Yeah, it's you guys. I think we may have got the Grateful Dead in here one point in the 70s. I don't know.
We're a close group, yeah.
Before we do the big reveal, let's talk a little bit about what the Tour of Trees was also somewhat designed to do, which was helping raise get some canned goods, get some stuff for the humans, and also the Humane Society of Clinton County was involved. So you guys were getting dog and cat food and everything else. So give me the stats. How did this play out for you?
We had two goals, really, mm-hmm. for the Tour of Trees. Mm-hmm. One was to have the community come into the facility to help decorate for mm-hmm. Christmas. Mm-hmm. And we had 23 trees on display this year, which mm-hmm. was very nice. And then our second goal was to do a community service project to give back to Clinton County. Mm-hmm. And so we collected over, 480 non-perishable items, which we donated yesterday to the Salvation Army.
Good for you.
And then we collected about 85 food items, which we took to Clinton County Humane Society.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we feel that it was a successful event.
That's amazing.
I'd say that's a roaring success.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So do we have any other stats? We mentioned the 23 trees. Can you tell us some of the organizations that were represented? I can speak to. I know one.
Yeah.
WILO, and I think I know another one, Day and Genda Funeral Home, because we work with them as well. Who else represented, and which tree seemed to be, well, is the one that is the most popular the winner? We'll put it that way. Are we revealing that too quickly, or like, is it by vote, or y'all said that
I think
one?
We were all surprised.
We were all surprised.
Okay. I'll have Jody. She can read our sponsors.
So the sponsors are the actual trees. Yes,
yeah.
Please. Yeah.
Okay.
Give them some love.
And we do appreciate the sponsorship. The families love this. The residents absolutely are so excited each time a tree comes in. They can't wait to see what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
We had Guardian Angel. We had Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus, of course. Physio Care, Home Health, Frontier Girls, Girl Scout Troop, 349 and 810, Grandview Pharmacy, Clinton County Humane Society, A New Care, Wesley Manor Wood Shop, Quilters and Floral Club, the Goodwin Funeral Home, and Archer Weston was there, Paragon Health, WILO, of course, and mm-hmm. Casper,
mm-hmm.
Morrison Dining Services, Salvation Army, Day and Genda, Cary Community Center, Greenhouse Christmas Display, RD Flip Inc. Chapel, and Cookies and Cocoa was also served to everyone. We appreciate it so much. It was just an absolutely fabulous event.
I have to say, although I'm not quite in the demo for the facility just yet, Wesley Manor, when I have been there, it is a very calming facility to be at.
It's very family.
Beautiful.
You walk in, you see family, and so many generations have been there. It's amazing. When I do a tour, I always end up stopping because they go, "We didn't know you were here. Your mother's sister's brother's cousin's nephew was here." I mean, it's amazing how many generations have been at Wesley Manor.
And just nice green space, quiet. I mean, it really is. I mean, I know quite a few people who reside in the community, and I've always heard very just glowing stuff about how they just enjoy the amenities, but just the fact that you can just step outside and breathe for a minute. Good stuff.
There's so much to offer there.
Yeah.
Okay, so we ran down our sponsors, so I guess the key thing is, now do we have like top three places, and do we want to go 3-2-1?
Sure, we're going to kind of reveal our top five. We had over 750 votes that were cast. So for those who weren't present, you brought your canned goods to the main entrance, and for every canned good, you were given a voting ticket. So if you brought 10 cans, you got 10 voting tickets. So we had over 750 votes that were cast on the night of the Tour of Trees. Each of our residents in the health center and in our assisted living facility were given two complimentary tickets so that they could go around and vote. Some of them don't have the means to provide canned goods and things. So they were all given complimentary tickets. So 750 votes were cast. And the other thing that we did this year that was kind of neat, for our residents who were unable to get out, you know, due to physical limitations and things, we created a photo album of every one of the trees. And so those residents then were able, the aides from Life Enrichment took the photo album around, and the residents then were able to pick the two that they liked, and then we added those votes to the total.
They really, truly appreciated that, because a lot of them, like she said, were not mobile to get out and enjoy the trees, and this way they got to enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, and somebody had mentioned recently, I can't remember what the event was, but somebody mentioned, it may have even been Pat Day guesting with me on the show a week or so ago. There was some event recently that involved children and the residents, and it was, and I'm sorry, I've slept.
It was our trunk or treat.
That was it. It was the trunk or treat.
Yes.
I know Pat was out there because I was really trying to talk Pat into talking Pam and Rita into dressing up as Salt and Peppa, but he didn't go for it. what's our top five? Let's go from the
your umbrella, please.
Yeah, fifth first, and then
okay. So in fifth place was the Salvation Army.
Good.
In fourth place was Goodwin Funeral Home and Archer Weston Funeral Home and Cremation Center. Third place was Clinton County Humane Society.
Good.
Second place was Day and Genda Funeral Home.
Wonderful. Congratulations,
and
Pat.
Surprisingly to all of us, really, but it's a great thing. First place went to the Frontier Girls.
Woo-hoo! I can't believe WILO got first place. I'm going to go do a victory. No, I figured it wasn't going to be us, and that's fine by us.
Oh, yeah.
Well, congratulations. So the Frontier Girls got it then.
They did, and what's really beautiful about that is their leader is Kim Culp. And they are a scouting style youth program for girls. They promote leadership, character, teamwork, and service. And so she had contacted me back in August, and she has actually set up one-on-ones with her girls in her troop to meet with residents at Wesley Manor on a regular monthly basis. And so they really are committed to that service piece. So it was wonderful that they actually...
Way to go, ladies. Way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I think probably the turning point for them, they had a large presence there on Wednesday evening. They had a lot of the girls that came with their families and brought donated goods. And they had their little vest on with all of their service badges and their badges that they had earned.
Wonderful to see that. It was just... Yeah. So heartwarming.
Yeah. They actually held one of their meetings at Wesley Manor and used that time to decorate their tree. So they really did work as a team and they really are understanding what it means to be a servant leader. Mm-hmm. So we're really thrilled for them.
So I've got to ask on a related note, although I know it's not quite the same organization. And I guess I need to preface this. I'm going to ask the question, but I'm also going to put like a caveat on this. Okay. Considering that Girl Scout cookie time is imminent. First of all, are the residents into the Girl Scout cookies? And I guess more critically, are they allowed to be?
Who isn't allowed to do a Girl Scout cookie?
Right. Yeah. I'm sure you've got, you know, a diabetic or something that just isn't allowed to have. And I'm sure the staff watches for this stuff. But are the girls allowed to come on site, or do they have to place their orders remotely, or how does that work out?
You know, that's a good question.
We have several Scout families in there.
Okay,
and
good.
The grandmothers of the Scouts in this. But so it goes around. We all buy the cookies. That's never an issue.
Okay, so
share.
Okay, so now I have to ask favorite flavors, Girl Scout cookies. Mary?
Oh, Thin Mint. Melissa, Thin Mint.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No,
that's okay. I glanced at the name and Melissa. Well, here's the problem. We have three Melissas on staff. Oh. I thought statistically there's no chance that I'm misremembering it.
Yep.
And it's a Melissa, but it's a Melissa.
I am, yeah.
Okay.
Thin Mint.
Thin Mint. Okay, and then Octavia?
Definitely Thin Mints.
Thin Mints.
Yeah, I go for the Tagalong.
Yeah. Tagalong is Refresh Me. Is that the shortbread, or is that the peanut butter one? Peanut butter one. Did you end up trying I think it was this year that they launched, I think it was a toffee chip that was supposed to be gluten-free or something?
It was good.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Okay. I always worry
didn't
when they say gluten.
It to be, but
yeah, you think, oh, it's going to be really chewy or some weird.
yeah,
right.
Ugh.
Yeah, I thought I'd eat some tree bark and put some sugar on it.
There you go.
But that's encouraging. So, again, I appreciate you coming in this morning. Is there anything else we want to talk about regarding Wesley Manor? Do you have any holiday things coming up as we go through the new year that you need to make the community aware of or anything?
I think I'm very appreciative of all of the groups that have contacted us that want to come in and volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyone that has time, you know, to spare or talents to share, we'd love for you to contact Wesley Manor. Our residents appreciate the volunteers that come in and spend time with them.
Absolutely. So. And we have a lot of residents that don't have family. And, again, like Melissa said, they appreciate the extra come in, you know, read a story, just sit and talk and just visit with them. But we have so much to offer there, and we're always welcome for families and community to join us.
All right, very good. And if anybody wants to get a hold of Wesley Manor, whether looking for an employment situation, looking for residency, anything like that, what is the easiest, quickest, best way to get a hold of you, or the two or three that you have?
They can always go online and go to our website, wesleymanor.org, and give information. You can connect with the jobs, the opportunities, the volunteering. If you're looking to come in for a tour, you can call the main number, 659-1811, or you can always reach out to me at 765-656-2107.
All right, very good. And before we send Jody and Octavia and Melissa.
There you go.
Got it.
Yep.
Russ, please, no beatings. I try my best. I'm solo today, and I'm crying, and I may be wetting my pants.
We forgive you.
Thank you.
Yes.
So I do have to say, before we get you back out to Wesley Manor, Pat Day texted me from Day and Ginda Funeral Home, and he said, debating, demanding, asking for a recount. But he's kidding.
Well, tell him he needs to read the fine print. All votes are final, or all, whatever.
And he also said Norm needs to up his game.
Oh, they brought Norm out on Wednesday night, and I said that may draw in some extra votes. So
it got you second place.
There you go.
You just don't have the charm of the Frontier Girls, Norm, and I love you, dog. But he also did say congratulations to the Frontier Girls, completely legit. And he also said, what a fun night and evening at Wesley Manor. Love the Tour of Trees event.
We had a packed house, and it was wonderful. So thank you to all the sponsors and everyone that came in to enjoy the event.
Real pleasure having you in, and again, hoping everything circumstantially works out. We'll be doing this again next year, and we can get you back in and do one more go round of this.
Sounds wonderful.
Sounds good.
Thank you so much.
Looking forward to it. Thank you all three for coming in today.
Yep, thank you.
And a safe holiday season, please.
Thank you.
It is WILO, and a big appreciation to our friends at Wesley Manor bringing us in about the tour of trees. Always good to see Jody. I think she and I get to run into each other about annually at the WILO Senior Fair, so it's always good to see the Wesley Manor people in here. It's about 8:45 on WILO. So it's official. Wet it, wipe it, good night. it is officially the Frontier Girls that are the winner of the Tour of Trees. And Pat Day, big ups for his graciousness in loss, because Day and Genda Funeral Home was second place. But I'm like him. You know, it's kind of good to see the girls get some credit for their Christmas tree. Before we get into a couple of community things, I do want to mention a few things you should be aware of in the culture. It is National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day, the third Friday in December. Ugly Christmas Sweater Day has now become an international event that coincides with fundraising for charities. They celebrate it the third Friday of December, and it's one of the main reasons you might dislike that one guy at work so much. Or that one girl. Most, in my experience, is usually the women that have gotten the ugly Christmas sweaters, and they, man, they find those ones that it's like blue and orange, and it's woven together, and it's a knitted kitty, and it's got googly eyes. I've seen some pretty horrifying ones. On another note, it is Bill of Rights Day, celebrating the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution, which were added in 1791 on this day. Bill of Rights Day was proclaimed by FDR in 1941, encourages you to proudly fly your American flag, and most critically, bone up on your Bill of Rights. It will help. Cat Herders Day, celebrating the jobs that can be frustrating, annoying, and thankless as herding cats. It is National Underdog Day, just so we can play both sides of the fence for our Humane Society of Clinton County people. But they don't mean literal dog. They mean the underdog, somebody who's not quite getting the ranking. In the third Friday in December, who doesn't love an underdog? So for what it's worth, if you want to go ahead and cheer on the Detroit Lions, we'll look the other way today. It's also the last day of Hanukkah, which we commemorated in the box from the attic today on WILO during the morning show. The eight-day celebration ending at sunset, commemorating the ancient rededication of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. Saturday, it is National Wreaths Across America Day, third Saturday in December. You honor America's fallen troops by marking your gravestones with a Christmas wreath. It is also the United States Postal Service holiday shipping deadline. If you believe the people at the USPS, this is your last day to get the packages in the mail if you want to get them there in time for Christmas. Tomorrow, it's going to be a real roll of the dice. So be aware of that. If you miss it, remember you always have your other fallback services like UPS and FedEx. The absolute latest next day delivery deadline is December 21st. So next Thursday when we'll have Pat Day in the studio. Saturday is also Super Saturday, the second busiest shopping day of the year, I believe right after Black Friday. Barbie and Barney Backlash Day, Saturday, which this is when you're specifically encouraged to take the batteries out of the toys that talk or make noise. So if you have a sister or brother in the name of being kind to your children, giving your niece or nephew a drum kit, I can't help you on that one. But anything that has batteries, just take them out. It's also on Saturday, on a related note, Stupid Toy Day, the dumbest toys money can buy. For example, you may remember the Pet Rock in the 70s, or the Tamagotchis in the 90s, and of course, the Furby. Sunday, and this goes right to the heart of station owner Russ Casper, who will appreciate this, Sunday is Wright Brothers Day. It was on that day in 1903, Orville and Wilbur Wright successfully flew the first mechanically powered aircraft at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. It was only a 12-second flight, and each second got them 10 feet. It was 120 feet, and then that was it. It's also on Sunday, the 75th anniversary of the game Scrabble. It has given us wonderful things like triple word scores, taught us how to spell things upside down and sideways, and also a very good reason for remembering all those words that have a Q or a Z or an X. And maybe J, depending on your skills, anyway. WILO, your home for classic hits. Solo version today of the Party Line. And also want to remind you very, very quickly that we are looking forward to some great stuff. We said next week we're going to have Pat Day here in the studio with us. It's weird going solo, because normally having Melissa over there just saying, that's right, she says a lot more than that. And Cindy. Everybody, Melissa was not feeling all that great. Cindy had another obligation that took her out of the building today. And so we're flying this one completely solo. I will say that if my mother were still alive, this show in its current, me currently doing this all by myself, it probably would have ended her. WILO, your home for Classic Hits. And we actually have a great guest in the studio coming, or actually, I don't think he's coming in. I think he's going to be phoning in. We're going to be touching base with a pal of ours that Melissa and I talked to not terribly long ago. It's a gentleman who is going to be coming in and phoning in and telling us about some traffic projects and things that are going on in the area. It's a gentleman involved with NDOT. So we'll get him here on the phone in just a few minutes from now on WILO. So when you think of great things to do for the holidays, I mean, you know, we think about Christmas and we think about New Year's. And some of us are just the types that sit there in front of the television and watch the ball drop and everything. And some of us actually get out and around and do stuff. Something you might want to look forward to doing, and this is just 5 days from now, December 20th, is going to be at Bethel Bible Holiness Church on Clay Street, the live nativity, and experience it like you've never had before. December 20th, it is going to be going on for, as they say in the trades, a limited time, 6 to 8 o'clock on December 20th. So you want to get the family together and drive on through. Check out the live nativity. Going to be a good time. Cindy and I talked about that just a little bit here yesterday on the party line, but something for you to look forward to. Also got some information here about the holiday trash schedule that I want to pass along to you. According to Kimberly Black, the Community Development Engagement Director for the City of Frankfort, she says trash services, of course, will not run on Christmas Day, which is Monday the 25th. As a result of this, they're going to do a double pickup on Tuesday, December 26th, for both Monday and Tuesday routes. So they encourage you to set your trash out by 7 in the morning on Tuesday to ensure your pickup. Routes will be running a little bit differently because of the double pickup. Administrative offices and the recycling center will be closed on Monday and Tuesday because of the Christmas holiday. Also, on New Year's, same story. Same verse, new verse, same... what do they say on I'm under the 8th, I am? Okay, so basically, the trash service, same story. They won't run it on New Year's Day, which is a Monday, January 1st. Double pickup on Tuesday to make it up, same thing. Make sure you push down by 7 in the morning to get your pickup insured for your trash. Something, this is a story that I got to look at. I didn't get to do it on the morning show today. Katie Burke is the name of the woman. She has twins, toddler twins, little girls. And they were supposed to be napping, but the two-year-olds did basically what we know toddlers to do, which is they messed around. The girls had managed to escape from their beds, and they were playing. Katie came in to check on them and didn't see one. She found that the child had somehow or another gotten into the floor vent and was under it. She says both girls were saying the word stuck. Thankfully, Katie was able to pull her daughter out. No harm done, thankfully, I'm glad to say, because wowzers. So, it's, is that our, okay, I'm sorry, I'm giving frantic, I'm trying to make Ken read my lips. It's our guy from NDOT, yes? Okay, good. All right, so we're going to go ahead and take a very quick breather here, and then we're going to come back with the back half of the party line, as we'll be talking to our pal here from NDOT in just a hot minute. You're on WILO Party Line. Good to have you with us. Stick around. WILO.
The Party Line Team. 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Having your jewelry, coins, and collectibles properly appraised is often one of those projects that just gets backburnered. In the unfortunate event of a loss, however, you are going to want to be comfortable that your documentation is thorough and accurate, and no one is more qualified than Dirk's Fine Jewelry.
And some of you may not be aware, but Jeff Dirk is the only GIA graduate gemologist in residence in the greater Lafayette area.
And Liz and I both are the only International Society of Appraisers members in Lafayette, combined with the only two USPAP-compliant appraisers for personal property.
Insurance, liquidation, fair market, divorce, family disbursement, and more. It can sometimes be critical that you have a detailed document prepared by a qualified appraiser.
In these fluid and ever-changing markets, it's more important than ever to make sure your appraisal is up to date and your appraiser is properly trained, credentialed, and current with the latest legislation and standards.
Vierks Fine Jewelry checks all of the right boxes for education, training, qualifications, certifications, and experience.
Let Vierks Fine Jewelry be your personal jeweler while also offering Lafayette's largest and most complete jewelry store.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Vierks.com.
Thanks for coming, elves. I've called this meeting because I don't know what to get Santa for Christmas this year.
Mrs. C, TC Trailers has everything Santa loves. They have over 300 trailers on the lot, a fully stocked parts store, and in-house repair shop. They even offer financing.
And did you know TC Trailers carries e-bikes and mopeds? Santa would love an e-bike for the off-season.
They carry barns and sheds, too. Santa was looking for a place to store more reindeer feed.
East of Frankfort, Estate Road 28 and 29, or tc-trailers.com.
If you're not pulling a TC Trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
The holidays are here, and all your friends and family are getting ready for the most wonderful time of the year. Even though dodging patches of ice is never fun, it can't put a damper on our spirit. That's because at Encompass Credit Union, they're glad they've been able to share in so many of your holidays since their founding in 1953. Being a part of your community and your financial future is the best gift they could hope for. So be sure to visit EncompassCU.org to become part of their family.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marshan's Window Tinting does top-quality window tint installation. It comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marshan's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marshan at Marshan's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
I can't believe it's already time for WILO's 12 Days of Christmas.
That's right. Children ages 3 through 10 can win a new toy from WILO and area merchants.
Ellis Jewelers, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Wilson's Farm Market, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, the Boys and Girls Club, Skiles Electric, and Holden Pharmacy.
Kids can listen to Todd Berryman every weekday morning at 7:20 as he announces lucky winners of a new wrapped present.
Then on the 12th day, Monday, December 18th, Todd will announce the winners of a brand new bike from every sponsor's location. Special thanks to Frankfort Walmart for extra elf support.
It's the WILO 12 Days of Christmas for kids ages 3 through 10. From the station giving Santa a helping hand, WILO.
The online telecast of the WILO party line at HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by Ellis Jewelers, Ye Old Spirit Shop, 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, and Day and Ginda Funeral Home on HoosierlandTV.com for WILO.